Hi, Michael. This is Cool K with County Fairgrounds out of Denver.
How you doing, Kay?
I'm busy. That's who I am. Okay. I've interviewed you before years and years and years ago. I found the
Yep.
recording. Yeah, I found the recording. So you're still at it. So you're a magician. You want to tell me a little bit about what you do?
Well, I am a magician in Las Vegas, Nevada. Before 2020 hit, before COVID hit, I actually was doing a little show at a hotel just off the strip for 5 years. And then since then, after COVID hit, I got to doing a lot of private companies and groups and a lot of senior facilities. Now what I'm doing is I've been rebranding myself, getting to some different areas. Now I'm looking more into getting into more trade shows, getting into more corporate stuff, getting to more country club types organizations and private clubs,
Okay.
and looking at also getting into fairs.
Yeah, I think a lot of the entertainers have a lot of fun at a lot of the fairs personally. So, okay. All right. So, if you do a fair or a festival, how long is your act? Do you bring all your own stuff?
Well, if I don't have to bring my trailer, it's a whole lot cheaper. But if I so I have a the way it works is I have a Old West medicine show called Dr. A's Magic Medicine Show, and it's where I sell my elixir that's guaranteed to help you to see, get rid of your dog's fleas, take away your fat, and get rid of your rats. It's a miracle in a bottle. But that show, because of friends, it originally was a half-hour show for fairs, but a lot of my friends wanted me to do the show at the hotel, so I actually increased it to be an hour long. So it's between 50 minutes to an hour long now, and it's just a lot of fun. It has a lot of magic. It has a lot of comedy. It has a lot of audience participation in it.
Okay, you're not a strolling entertainer though, right?
I can do strolling. It's extra, but
Okay.
yeah, I can do strolling.
Okay, all right. So say you were to go to a fair in Nevada, like a county fair, how long would your show usually last if you do it, if you bring your stuff and you're self-contained?
If I'm self-contained and I bring my trailer, you're looking at 1,200 a day. And that
Okay.
takes care of my trailer coming out and takes care of me coming out and having to make sure everything's set up and done right. I try not to, if I have to, I don't need to worry about electricity because I have battery powered speakers now. And I've tried to get completely away from electricity if I can at any rate or any time, just because of the fact that I try to pack small but play big. And that's what makes it nice. If I pack small and play big, I can take my full medicine show, including backdrops and the whole nine yards, in the back of my station wagon. If I had to pull the trailer, that's a little different because then I had to get my truck set up and pull it out. And with the cost of gas today, that's the main thing. It costs a lot of money. So if there's a stage that I can use that takes me less than an hour to set everything up, so there's no big deal there. As far as if they have their own stage or they have their own place for me to perform in. And again, it takes me like less than an hour to break down everything and to pack it up so I can have everything if I need to move it for another group coming in the next day or something. There's no big hassle.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you would prefer to do it on a stage.
Right.
Okay.
It's a
So
whole lot
you're.
cheaper. It's like $800 a day. 800 to 1,000, or 800 to $900 a day, versus the $1,200 to $1,500 a day, depending on where I'm going and what the price of gas is and that kind of thing.
All right, so you said you're doing trade shows now?
I'm getting into trade shows now. I've been doing hospitality suites. I did one about a year ago for a pharmaceutical company, so I'm looking more into getting more into medical trade shows if I can, and that'd be my area because of the character that I have of Dr. A.
Okay, That sounds like a lot of fun.
But then I can also, you know, it doesn't matter because I have a variety of different looks, a variety of different types of costumes. I can come in as a well-dressed businessman or as a medicine man or anything else and, you know, do a trade show with no problem. Trade shows are nice because of the fact that my job is to, number one, give some information about the company's products, but also to bring people into that booth so that their representatives can then go ahead and then put out the full knowledge of it. You know, so my job there is to just bring those people in so that they can, that company can get their information out to these people.
So I don't remember, are you a family man? Does your family participate?
No, I'm strictly a one-man show now, which is another reason why I can keep my prices down.
Okay.
My wife hasn't helped me for quite a few years, and I'm afraid my sons are, one's in the Philippines and one's a pastor here in Nevada, so I'm afraid both of them are too busy to help me and a little too old.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. But it sounds to me like you have fun, like you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, of course. I mean, at my age, I have to enjoy myself. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, you can't sit down and let life just put you down. You've got to take life and live it to the fullest. And that's my whole thing. You know, I go out, I run, I exercise, I try to keep myself in good shape so that no matter what, I'm ready to do anything, any show, any time of day. I can do morning shows, evening shows, afternoon shows. And the nice thing about it is all my shows, depending, because I have different theme shows, is that I can break them down to be anywhere from 6.5 minutes up to an hour. So, you know, that's the nice part about it. If they want me to come in for one or two tricks instead of a full show, for example, like a hospitality suite or a as an MC or something, I can do that with no problem.
Geez, Michael, you've been doing this for a long time now. How long?
48 years.
Wow.
Since I've been married. When I got married, my wife and I lived in a little 10-by-60-foot trailer. And at that time, I wasn't really doing magic full time. But every time she would open up a cupboard or something like that, a sponge ball or something would come bouncing out and hitting her on the head. And she finally said, you have to use it or lose it. So I actually did my first professional show in Pleasanton, California. And it was more like a street show because it was an outside show for a toy company or a toy store that wanted to bring people in. And that's where I actually got my start.
Okay. All right. So you've never really done anything else much for a living, have you?
I have. I worked a lot of years as a locksmith, and I owned my own window washing company. And these were reasons because of the fact that with kids and with the wife, I had to make sure I had enough to pay for health insurance and that kind of thing. So those were major issues. And since they're both gone and I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff anymore, I've gone more full-time over the last 10, 12, 15 years.
Okay, so you're having fun. Sounds to me like you're having a good time.
You better believe it.
I could imagine you would be a real big hit at a medical trade show. How's that going?
It would be I would love to get into a good medical trade show. I don't know if you've seen the new pictures that I have for my website or not. There will be a new website coming out. Hopefully, I look at the final cuts of it tomorrow, and hopefully it'll be up by the 5th or 6th. But I did change some pictures in my old website. And if people want to go on there, that's fine. But let them know they have to wait a few seconds because that old website that was on there has to, for some reason, switch out. It takes a few seconds for it to switch out. And then they can see the thing on there, but or the new pictures on there. But right now, though, hopefully tomorrow, I'm going to get with the website team and go over all the things that they've been redoing and that I had them redo, and hopefully it'll be up by the 5th.
Okay. So you've never really had any bad experiences with this, have you?
Bad experiences. About the way worst experience. Well, I did have two bad experiences I can think of right off the bat. One was when I was doing a two-person show, and I had a show on a Saturday, and it was like 3 hours before the show, and my assistant said, "I'm sick. I'm not coming in. I can't do it." And at that time, I was doing dubs and things, and I said, "You know, if I'm sick, I'll go to the show. That's all, you know, because they paid me for that, and that's what I'm there for." But I couldn't convince this person to do anything at all, so I had less than 3 hours to go from a two-person show to a one-person show, and that really upset me. Another thing was that a certain club that I won't mention the name of, the people didn't really know what the right or left hand was doing, because when I went in to talk to the person about doing a New Year's Eve show, the guy said, "Oh yeah, we got a stage and everything here, and you'll be right there, and we'll set you up here, and you know." And I had him sign the contract, the whole nine yards. I get there about 3 hours before the show, so I get everything set up to make sure that everything's ready to go before people start coming in to celebrate the New Year's. And another guy goes, "Who in the are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm the entertainment. I'm the magician that you guys hired." Said, "We didn't hire no magician." I said, "Yeah, I did. I've got my contract right here." And I'm supposed to, and I was setting up on the stage already. They had a little stage. He said, "Well, you can't perform there. I'll just give you a check and you can leave." And I said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute. What do you mean I can't perform?" He said, "The band's going to be there." And I said, "Well, wait a minute, I'll tell you what." And I noticed there was a little space next to the stage that was empty. And I said, "Look, let's do this. You guys have, you know, are already going to pay me. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Let me just go ahead and set up over here, and I'll still be able to have the audience be able to face me with no problem. It will still give you the show." And he finally agreed to that. But, you know, just the way he acted was kind of an upsetting way of, you know, treating an entertainer.
Yeah, things happen. But it sounds to me like, generally speaking, you've been having a good time. You're an old, like an old West medicine kind of a show. Have you ever done any like Western town events?
I was trying. I went out a while back to check out some old West. COVID really knocked out a lot of places, unfortunately, and they
Yeah,
haven't come
I
back
know.
yet. But
I know.
I was checking out a lot of different ghost towns and things to see if I could set up a deal with them so I could bring in the medicine show, because a lot of these places that at the time I was doing it had a nice little stage that they were doing, like the lady saloon dancers and the guys doing around that kind of stuff. But in the last year, I haven't really done anything of that sort, because I've been trying to get this new branding done. And like I said, I do several different theme shows. One of my shows, for example, is what I call Zoot Suit Magic, and I wear a zoot suit, and I use, you know, the old big band era style music, and I try to bring everything into that kind of a style. And same thing with the medicine show. You know, I use a lot of fiddle music, a lot of country music in the background. So you know, I try to be adaptable to whatever my customer wants or needs. If they have a certain need, I'm going to definitely try to fulfill it. For example, I had a ladies club who wanted me to come in and do close up. Okay, no problem. But they wanted to have a wizard. Now, I used to do Renaissance fairs, so I had a lot of the, you know, the boots and that kind of stuff. But I really didn't have a wizard costume, so I went ahead and got a wizard costume for that purpose. And I figured, well, this is another added thing I can always use for another show of some sort. And at that time, you know, my hair was getting longer at that time, and I was growing, regrowing my goatee again. So, you know, it gave that look that they wanted for, you know, the Gandalf type wizard. And I was able to, you know, walk around to the tables and do magic and have fun with the ladies. So, you know, yeah, you know, it's always something you can do to make your customers happy.
Sounds to me like you're having a good time, Mister. I think you have a good time. That's why you keep doing that, this, right?
Oh, you better believe, you know, I, you know, if I didn't have a good time doing it, you know, what's the use of doing it? I mean, I could just sell all this quote unquote magic and my wife would probably be happy and, you know, get $20,000 and, you know, getting rid of the trailer and everything else. But, yeah, I have too much fun. You know, at my age, I want to, my main thing in magic is not just to perform magic. I like to get in front of people and see their faces light up. I like to see their smiles. I like to see their laughter. I like to see them having a good time with what I do. And, you know, I script every show.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is I actually sit down and write out every show. Like Dr. Ray's medicine show is an hour-long script. My Zoot Suit show is an hour-long script. My 2024 new show is an hour-long script. So everything is scripted. Everything is done in such a way that, like I said, if I need to break it down into smaller parts, there's no problem. Each part can be broken down to between 6.5 minutes to up to the hour. So there's no hassle there. But yeah, everything, you know, to me has to be scripted so that there's no waiting, no time lapse. Everybody's, and it has to sound natural. That's the thing, you know. A magician, let's face it, he's an actor. And if it doesn't sound natural, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I agree with
that. So that's, you know, that's some of my main things in doing magic. So I want the people that I perform for, yeah, I want to say, yeah, I have a good time, but I want them to have a good time. I want them to say, you know, we like this guy. He's fun. He's great. You know, like when I was doing the medicine show at the hotel, one person said, Dr. A has a twinkle in his eye, magic at his fingertips. You know, kids loved it. Adults loved it. Great show. Highly recommended. You know, and so it was, you know, that type of a thing. That's the type of thing I want to put out to people. Hey, you're going to have a good time when you come to my show. Doesn't matter which show it is, and you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you're having a good time. And I think that's probably why you keep doing it, right?
You better believe it.
Okay, so are you doing your own booking?
I am doing my own bookings. In fact, right now I am getting together my lists that I have to get together since, like I said, I'm redoing my whole branding thing and the people that I'm going to. I've got some new lists that I'm making up now, for example, with country clubs and with clubs within the different organizations like women's clubs, fraternity clubs, and, you know, that type of thing. I have been trying to get a couple of the hotels interested in doing a matinee show with the medicine show, but I haven't had a real chance to talk to anybody about that. They like the idea, but they're not sure about whether they want to attempt it or not.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Michael, let's get this up and you want to tell people how they can reach you, and I know you got a new website coming up, so we'll get it linked to that. But tell people how they can reach you, and I'll see if I can help you too.
You bet. It's www.aslanmagic.com. That's ASLAN as in Nancy, MAGIC.com. That's my website. That'll be the website, new website also. My email is Aslan, ASLAN, at aslanmagic.com. And my phone number for booking is area code 702-308-4626. And
okay.
if they want information, they just have to give me a call, give me whether they want it through email or how they want me to send it, and I'll be glad to give them that information.
Okay. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, and sounds to me like you're having a good time, and that's important in life.
You better believe it. Like I said, if you can't enjoy life, there's no use in living it.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. And all you folks out there, have a fantastic and wonderful, exciting evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.